Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Elizabeth Cantor has written a fascinating tale about modern college professors who do not want to teach English literature the way it was written, but instead try to deconstruct it and remold it into Marxist-liberal feminist ideology. Of course, that's a hopeless goal, because great English literature is explicitly Christian, conservative, and celebrates heroism, marriage, and masculine courage. And yes, indeed, great English literature was mostly written by dead white males, except for a few extraordinary women, such as Jane Austen and the Bronte sisters. Dr. Cantor's entertaining analysis is enlivened by inset quotations telling exactly what the political professors do not want you to know. The professors don't want you to learn from the poem Beowulf that no civilization will survive without heroes to defend it, or from Chaucer that chivalry has contributed enormously to women's happiness, or from Shakespeare that there really is such a thing as human nature, and some people make destructive choices, or from John Milton that our intellectual freedoms are Christian in origin. The feminists don't want young people to learn from Jane Austen that it's reasonable for a woman to look to marriage for happiness. Many university English departments have come under the control of people who really hate our English and American heritage. The English professors not only don't teach great English literature, but they try to pervert it into the thesis that Western civilization is the root of all evil. Dr. Cantor's book is an introduction to what you should have learned in college but didn't. Called The Politically Incorrect Guide to English Literature, it will introduce you to the grand range of things you can learn from English literature. There are so many wonderful books, novels, plays, and poems written in the English language. Our high school and college students should be introduced to this wealth of literature.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. For a more in-depth look at multiculturalism and how it divides rather than unifies our country, write to Mrs. Schlafly in care of Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for information on multiculturalism. Once again, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and a man who says, if a person told you they were a pathological liar, should you believe them? Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Today we have with us, well, it was last week that I said to Jerome Corsi when he was on the air, I said, hey, we're just on a roll here. We don't have time to take a break, but break time came. We had to leave the airways, and Jerome promised me he would come back very quickly. Well, quickly was today, Thursday, September 27th, and we have with us Jerome Corsi, who is a regular contributor to WorldNet Daily, and one of my favorite people. Hey, Jerome, it's good to have you again as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, Derry, it's a great honor and pleasure to be back with you, so thank you.
Anyway, last week we were talking about all of these things that are going on, and you were going to go to the Euro Money meeting, and the elite that meet on the street wouldn't let you pay to, let's see, it was $1,999 to get in, and they wouldn't accept your money.
They wouldn't take our money. So they shut the doors to us. Of course, I've been able to have, we did very well. We had some people who attended it who filled us in daily on everything going on. So I knew what was happening in the meetings from the reports I was getting. And I've written a couple articles about them. I've got one up this morning on WorldNet Daily about how they discussed at this meeting that America is up for sale by Texas Hold'em rules. You know, this was the one of the chief financial officers from the Texas Department of Transportation at the Waldorf, and he was explaining about how, well, you can beat all these political objections. You know, when you take the roads, like the Trans-Texas Corridor, and you sell it to a foreign investment interest and make the people pay tolls to drive it, he says, well, that's okay. You'll get political opposition, but as long as you play like the rules of Texas Hold'em, you'll win. And I thought that was kind of an interesting insight because he's basically saying, you know, to bluff and not show your cards and try to get the other guy to go all in when you've got better cards and all these techniques which should have nothing to do with the public interest and making sure that the, you know, tax-paying citizens are treated in the first tier instead of the back seats.
You know, I was looking at today's article that you wrote, and it said there was about 300 people that paid their $2,000, less a dollar, to get in. So you were not one of them, but they took a vote, you said. A show of hands indicated that virtually every attendee in that 300-person audience was in favor of public-private partnerships to structure the next generation of highways as foreign-operated private toll roads. Where do these people come from, for goodness sakes?
Well, you know, the unfortunate thing, Derry, is that they come, this thinking comes right out of the Bush administration. I mean, I know it's hard for people sometimes to believe what I'm writing about the Bush administration because they still think that George Bush is a conservative, you know, with it being directed by Christian values. Well, I don't know a thing about his religion, But I can tell you that the values coming out of the Bush administration have nothing to do with conservatism. Just Google PPP plus Federal Highway Administration. PPP stands for Public-Private Partnerships. These are these three P's or P3 deals. That's a code word for meaning selling the highways to foreigners, at least selling the leasing rights to them for 50 years or 99 years. And the PPP plus Federal Highway Administration, you'll get brought to, you'll see the listing for a page. It's a whole section of the Federal Highway Administration's website, which does nothing but teach the states how to change their laws so that they can sell the highways or a new generation of highways to foreign investment interests. There's even a little map, and it shows which of the 50 states. There's now 21 states that have changed their laws to allow the highways to be made into toll roads and sold to foreigners. And you could detail the projects. There must be 25 or 30 projects that have been done or are going on, because there's billions of dollars the investment bankers and the lawyers are planning to hoist onto the American people to build the next generation of toll roads.
Okay, in your article here, you say they have 100, if I remember right, let me look. Yes, let's see. I believe it says $100 billion.
$100 billion.
Yeah.
That's a huge amount of money, even with the devaluing dollar. $100 billion is still a huge amount of money to build these new toll roads. And, you know, what I think is so important to understand is that these toll road agreements give the foreign investment interests non-compete clauses, which means that the public cannot finance and develop a competing highway that would be a freeway. We named all these roads freeways because you could get on them and drive them without having to pay a toll. But what we're going back to is what existed, you know, way before the Civil War with these private turnpikes, where to go anywhere you had to pay somebody who owned the road a toll. And in these cases, you can't even build a freeway to compete with these toll roads that are going to be owned by foreigners. You're going to be paying Spain with this Trans-Texas Corridor for the privilege to drive from Austin to Dallas.
And they can set the price at anything they want to.
This is the article I wrote yesterday. They had a conference session here on the pros and cons, and they had somebody speak on the cons of this. He was a guy who's been pretty outspoken on it. I'm going to start interviewing him now, but he said if the Holland Tunnel were run as a public-private partnership today, it would probably cost $180 to drive through it. I mean, I drove through it last night. It cost $6.
Is there any way to get through across over the Hudson River without going through the Holland Tunnel?
Well, you can go through the Lincoln Tunnel or the George Washington Bridge. Those are your three alternatives. And, you know, the idea that if they were made, these three facilities were made into public-private partnerships sold to some foreign investment concern, you'd not only have key arteries into New York, which I think raised some pretty important national security questions, and homeland security questions. But additionally, they could set the tolls wherever they want. And with as many millions of people coming in and out of New York, I mean, why wouldn't they set the tolls? It might not immediately go to $180, but I'm sure they'd go to $20 in a heartbeat.
Yeah, just like gasoline. It didn't start out at $3 a gallon, did it? Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
And we have returned, visiting today with Jerome Corsi, a regular contributor to WorldNet Daily and a good friend of mine. Jerome and I had a pretty nice time together when we were in Alamogordo, New Mexico, didn't we, Jerome?
I sure enjoyed it. I sure enjoyed going out to dinner with you, Derry. I thought we had a great evening, great discussion. I'd be happy to do it again anytime.
Well, let's do it. Let's do it.
I'm all for it.
Okay. I want to go to the telephones a little early on this program because Warren has a question that's right in line with what you're talking about. Warren, hi. What was your question?
Who's going to own this land upon which these roads are built?
That's a very good question. You see, what they say is, of course, let's just take the Trans-Texas Corridor, this four football fields wide highway that's going to be built from Laredo, Texas, right up to the border with Oklahoma through Austin and Dallas and San Antonio. They say the state will own the road, and I'm sure legally they will, but for 50 years after it's built, the rights to operate it will be given to Cintra, this foreign Spanish investment consortium. They'll set the tolls, they'll manage it, they'll own the concessions on the highway, and the state of Texas will not be able to do anything to compete with it, not even improve Interstate 35. And Spain will have been given a promise in this contract that they're going to earn a certain amount of money. That's going to be their investment return. So the state of Texas can be obligated to throw traffic onto this toll road by making it more difficult or slower or less repaired on I-35. If Spain doesn't get its return, you know, if the state of Texas tried to buy the highway back, they're going to have to pay Spain for all the years of future profits this contract promises to Spain. So if the road costs, you know, $20 billion to build, you're going to end up paying, you know, 10 times that, $200 billion, to buy it back. And that's why if it was a good deal for Spain, why didn't the investment bankers and the lawyers create the good deal for the Texas public? Let them own the road entirely and operate the road. why give this good deal away to these foreigners?
Well,
makes no sense to me at all.
Here's what I think. I think this is just another way that the international banking cartel is going to get their money from us that we owe them. The U.S. Treasury is broke. We can't pay what we owe. So eventually this land is going to be owned or controlled by the international banking cartel, one way or another. That's my opinion.
Well, and I think, you know, you've got a legitimate point. What concerns me, and I think that we ought to hold George Bush responsible for this, because Mary Peters, when she was at the Federal Highway Administration, started this under George Bush's direction. George Bush's father, George H.W. Bush, signed the executive order that allows the states and localities to sell off infrastructure to private investment concerns around the world. I mean, we're going to be living in a United States, and of course, it's Bush Clinton. If they form a dynasty here, we're going to have more of the same. These people are not ruling for the good of the American people. They're ruling for the good of their pocketbook, the almighty dollar, the international bankers, and the lawyers that are serving their purposes.
We're going to have to take a break, Jerome. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
And we're visiting with Jerome Corsi, and we're talking about these public-private partnerships. And, you know, you said this goes right back to President Bush. And it's kind of interesting here. I have an email from this morning from one of my most severe critics, who was ready to have me hang from a tall hanging tree, because back during this last election, when Bush was running for the second time, they said, I kept saying, look, they're both evil. We cannot vote for the evil or the lesser of the evil. We've got to put somebody in there, a third party or something. Well, all you're going to do is you're just going to throw this thing out of kilter, and Kerry is going to become the president. And this person emailed me today talking about the Law of the Sea Treaty. But she says, if anyone has any idea how little this president values our sovereignty and our freedom, you must ask yourself, why, Mr. Bush, would you even consider this disaster? You know, I don't think John Kerry could have done as much damage as Bush did.
Well, they're both the problem, Derry, is, and we're getting ready to have it again. You know, the fix is in on this deal. I mean, we're going to get presented with a choice between Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani, and they're both the same. Now it even comes out George Bush is advising Hillary Clinton. I mean, the idea that the Bush and Clinton families are opponents in politics is just wrong. They're good friends. They've been good friends back to when Bill Clinton was in Arkansas. They used to vacation together in the summers. I hate to tell you how many times Bill Clinton and Hillary have been guests at Kenny Bunkport. You know, they're not. These two families are working together, and they have been for a long time. And the American people have got to wake up to that we're being presented with choices of two evils where there's no better choice. What are we going to do? We're going to vote for Rudy Giuliani. I mean, he's got a legitimate history here supporting abortion. He's openly supporting homosexuality, and he looks far too good in a dress for me. You know, he's had this habit of dressing up as a woman and going to fancy New York parties and being photographed like that. What's that all about? I mean, I don't understand where we're going with asking moral Christians to vote for a so-called Republican candidate whose history in New York City is that he ran a sanctuary city where illegal aliens were welcome. He wanted to get everybody's guns taken away from them and made it a Second Amendment unfriendly city. And the third thing he did here is to say he openly supported the abortionist pro-choice agenda. How do the Republican Party think they're going to give this? You know, if Jerry Falwell were alive, I think he'd be appalled.
Well, but you know Jerry Falwell, and I don't know that much about Jerry Falwell, but let's just look at the Christian right. And he started the, what was his organization?
It's the Moral Majority.
The Moral Majority. This Moral Majority thinks Bush is great and wonderful.
Well, they got to wake up their eyes and take the blinders off, because it's just not the case. As much as I'd love to be able to say it, why is it here that we're 6 years into a war on terror and we don't have our borders secured? It's what I wrote in the late, great USA. Why is it that every time Bush turns around, he's jamming comprehensive immigration reform down our throats? Why are the Mexican trucks coming into the United States when Congress has overwhelmingly voted, now even to take the money out of the Department of Transportation's funding bill to block this experiment? What's Bush do? He's never met anything. I think George Bush thinks he's president of Mexico. We did not elect George Bush to integrate with Mexico and Canada. The Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, I think Duncan Hunter's right. Congressman Virgil Goode from Virginia, who I wrote about this week, he's got this House Concurrent Resolution 40, says no NAFTA superhighways, no North American Union, no more nonsense, let's get out of the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Bush just declared it, you know, a wink and nod, a handshake with Vincente Fox in Waco, Texas on March 23, 2005, and the Security and Prosperity Partnership's never been brought to Congress for a vote. Why not? What's he afraid of?
Well, there's a lot of things that come up that even when they are brought to a vote and get passed by Congress and signed by the president, they can still buy off the administration so that they're never materialized.
Well, a good idea, a good example of that is the Secure Fence Act, which President Bush signed into law in October 2006, just before the November elections. And I think it was just public relations. Duncan Hunter wrote a letter to the president. He said there's only been 18 miles of that fence built. And Derry, I gave a speech this past at Phyllis Schlafly's Eagle Forum this past weekend, and it was filmed by Book TV. I think they're going to be showing it here soon on my new book, The Late Great USA. And I said the American people are waking up to this. The 2006 electoral loss of the Republican Party was just the prelude. I'm now predicting, you know, the Republican Party is going to lose the presidential election in 2008 and two-thirds of the House and Senate if George Bush doesn't quit talking about Mexico. And I'm not 100% convinced that the fix isn't in, and George Bush wouldn't be as happy as if we elected Hillary Clinton. But they're setting it up so that neither one of these two candidates, Hillary Clinton or Rudy Giuliani, has any history of, you know, following through with the issues that moral conservative Christians are concerned about. Both of them are supporting abortion. Neither one of them is for secure borders. Rudy Giuliani's law firm, Bracewell & Giuliani, is down in Houston. It is the law firm of Cintra, the Spanish Investment Consortium, that's doing these public-private partnerships to to, you know, create this new generation of toll roads that Spain is going to own the leasing rights on.
And we're going to take another break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you've never heard the term chelation therapy before, it doesn't mean very much. But to a person who uses chelation therapy to get and then stay healthy, it's meant the difference between leading merely a life and leading a great and healthy life. Experience the benefits of better vascular health and cleaner living with Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. It's chelation therapy made easy. In order to promote better living, you've got to break old habits and start anew. That's what makes Cardio One so special. It's specially designed to help rid your body of the impurities that act as an impediment to better health. More importantly, Cardio One users know it works. Find out today how to live better and live longer, get Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, and become one of the millions of people who have discovered the benefits of chelation therapy. To order, just send $43.95 to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Most people have heard the term sustainable development, but can you define it? Many people can't. Even the legislators and lawmakers that blindly implement sustainable development's political ideologies. The definition can be found in Agenda 21, a United Nations blueprint of action to be taken globally, nationally, and locally by organizations of the UN, governments, and major groups in every area in which humans impact the environment. Still not sure what it is? Get the pamphlet Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21. This easy-to-read 22-page booklet will explain its origins, theoretical underpinnings, major programs, and the means by which it is being implemented. Send $5, check, cash, or money order per copy to Agenda 21 Booklet, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's $5 per requested copy to Agenda 21 Booklet, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices eased Wednesday on profit-taking and a dollar bounce from historic lows. Gold closed in New York off $2.70 to $727.80 an ounce. Silver fell 11 cents to $13.35. Why worry about a weaker dollar? It could stoke inflation fears, drive up long-term interest rates, and put more pressure on the financial market. History is clear. No nation has ever devalued its way into prosperity, reports the New York Times. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646, that's 800-BUY-COIN, for your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN today.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and the man who worked in the woods as a lumberjack but just couldn't hack it, so they gave him the axe, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned, visiting with our good friend Jerome Corsi. Jerome, we have gobbing a bunch of callers. I'd like to get to them as quickly as we can, but first, I want to talk about your book, The Late Great USA. You might give us a little rundown, and then I'll tell our listeners that they can we can put it in their mailbox for $28.
Well, Derry, I wrote The Late Great USA and subtitled The Coming Merger with Mexico and Canada because I wanted to ask some really hard questions. You know, we're 6 years into a war on terror. Why has President Bush not secured our borders with Mexico and Canada? We've now got the government even admits 10% of Mexico's population living in the United States as Mexican national citizens. By 2010, that's going to be one out of every five. 20% of all the people born in Mexico are going to be living here. We've got 47 Mexican consular offices to protect their civil rights to live under the Mexican flag. We've already become a dual country. And I'm saying that the border is wide open, not because George Bush forgot to close it. He wants it wide open, and the explanation is in the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America was not signed, it was just agreed to, was never brought to Congress, Waco, Texas, on March 23, 2005. And what we've got now was we got a structure where very quickly we're becoming, like the European Union, we're moving into a North American market, a North American common market. They're talking about a North American community. We'll end up being the North American Union, and we'll have our own currency, which our elite have even named the euro. And so that's the argument of the book, and I give 30 pages of footnotes which fully document this and give you the websites to go look at yourself.
Okay, let me tell our listeners how they can get the book very simply by just picking up the telephone and dialing 1-800-201-7892. Now, that's for credit cards only, and we can put it in your mailbox for $28. And if you don't want to use a credit card, just send $28 to Common Sense, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. I want to go to the telephones. John from New York has an interesting comment to make. Hi, John. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. Good morning. I have to agree with both you and Jerome a little bit before the break. I really believe that Bush is purposely trying to throw the election towards the Democrats. I really do, because when you consider the war on terror, well, what war? Well, when you think about it, unsecured open borders. Now, the inflation rate is unstable. And let's look back to a few months ago when he fired Rumsfeld, allegedly using him as a scapegoat because of all the local elections around the company had tossed out their local Republicans, as some of the political people were saying, as a voice of protest. Bush knows that, but he kept on doing everything to go against public wishes, no matter what. He's acting worse than a lame duck. He's tossing fire gasoline towards the enemy more and more.
And it shocked me, if you recall, that right after the loss in November, when the Republicans, for the first time and since Ronald Reagan, really, lost the control of Congress, House and Senate, George Bush had a press conference in the White House. And he went on about how he was glad he now had a Democratic majority in Congress because he might get his comprehensive immigration reform passed. And I was shocked. I'm saying, this guy's supposed to be the head of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Is he telling all the Republican congressmen and senators that lost their jobs that he's happy they're gone?
Mm-hmm.
This is like a treasonous statement to the Republican Party.
And how come we have a Congress that doesn't have the guts to raise treason charges against him?
Well, and, you know, it's hard to tell the Democrats and the Republicans apart in Congress when you got a Kennedy-McCain comprehensive immigration reform bill. I mean, what is this love affair George Bush has got for Ted Kennedy?
I don't know, but I definitely agree with you when you talked about what I call the Ameri-dollar. Think back as to in the past 10 years, we have never in this country's history had so many changes in the face of the currency as we had changes in the past 10 years. I honestly think that something is simply to go and get the public used to additional change, adding more and different colors onto the dollar and the $5 and $20 bills to get us used to this Ameri-dollar that they're trying to bring in.
And I've said, look, I wrote a whole chapter in the book and I explained that the dollar is going to have to collapse to get this plan to advance, because the American people aren't just going to give up the dollar.
Oh.
Well, look at what's happening right now. Everything I predicted and wrote about the book, the huge surpluses, you know, the foreign exchange reserves that China has, $1.3 trillion, the fact that we're basically technically bankrupt right now in terms of our long-term obligations, the dollar's at its lowest point ever against the euro. It's at 141 now to the euro. I mean, you know, if the dollar has gone through some technical points on the dollar exchange, it's trading below 80 on the U.S. dollar index. If it gets down to trading around 71, 72, you're going to see about another 25% loss in value in the dollar.
That's very easy. And the one thing which I am very afraid of, Jerome, I agree with you on that, is where I honestly believe we are facing an economic collapse that will make the Depression from the 1929-1930 era looked like peanuts by comparison.
Wait, remember I've said this, because when the collapse, when this next huge recession hits, you're all going to be told, we're all going to hear, well, we have to form a regional market like Europe in order to compete. It's under the banner of, we just want to be economically competitive in a global economy, that you all have to give up your sovereignty and let us make a North American Union like the European Union, and we need the Amero so our multinational corporations can compete against the European companies. It's all a lie.
That depression will be used to help institute the Ameridollar. Unfortunately, at that point, economically, the United States will be belly up.
Well, we're losing 40 million jobs. That's what economists,
yeah,
like this Alan Blinder of Princeton are now finally admitting. These are not, the next two decades, 40 million jobs.
Mm-hmm.
If you allow the U.S. corporations to be multinational and go to China and get slave labor, we wink, wink, say it's okay, forget about the Civil War. We don't want to use African American slaves, but you can go to China and use Chinese slaves. No, I'm sorry, it's morally wrong in both cases. It's bad business. It has nothing to do with free trade. That's a lie. Free trade agreements are fair trade agreements. Countries were not permitted to sign them who were going to subsidize their currency and use slaves. We're just doing this so our multinational corporations make money at the top, and the average American's going to pay the bill, while the middle-class status of this country that we've enjoyed since the end of World War II gets evaporated probably in less than one generation.
Let's move on. I appreciate your call, John. Let's go to Elizabeth in Michigan. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Derry. Jerome, I wanted to ask if you've seen the Michael Kaufman's biodiversity map. I could never figure out how are they going to get me to stay in that little green area and live. Well, I can see it now.
Well, there's been a plan, and this is what Derry's been talking about with this Agenda 21 and all these other international plans. They've got all these great population ideas. They're trying to move everybody out of the small towns and close them down so they can control everything better. That's a little bit of a different agenda than the question that I'm pursuing. I want people to stay focused on why it is we're going into this global economy at all. Let's go into the global economy, but let's go into it with a strong United States of America. You know, back when labor unions were around, everybody had health insurance. Now they've destroyed the labor unions. They've got it so people can get jobs, but you can't get paid enough to get health insurance. So here comes Hillary Clinton saying, well, we'll have more government dependency. We'll have a national health program. That's the same thing that's being done with letting these millions of Mexicans come across the border. The plan is to exploit their labor and have the middle class of the United States subsidize, you know, the Tysons of the world that want to hire these people and pay them nothing. So the generosity of the middle class says, well, that's all right. We'll pay for their schools, their hospital treatment and emergency rooms for normal care. We'll pay the bill. Well, it's a bad plan, and it's one that I thought, elected a conservative president to secure the borders. The whole idea of a war on terror now is a lie, as long as those borders remain open. And the plan here that George Bush is pursuing is his good promise to his good buddy, you know, amigo Vicente Fox, that what they're going to do under the Security and Prosperity Partnership is do everything they can to open our borders with Mexico and Canada while Bush is yet president.
What if they don't get it done before Bush? He's just got, what, a little over a year left. Will Hillary do the same thing?
Well, it's like I say here, you got the fixes in. Our two choices are going to be Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani. They're both counsel on foreign relations. Neither one of them said a word about securing our borders. Rudy Giuliani ran a, you know, sanctuary city in New York while he was mayor. Hillary is for all the open borders she can find. It's going to be more of the same, just like her husband. Bill Clinton never saw a campaign contribution from China, legal or illegal, that he didn't like, and Hillary's about in the same category.
Okay, let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Jerome, the phone lines are jammed as we speak. We have more callers than we're going to be able to get to, but I do want to ask you a couple of very quick questions. One is, one of your articles dated September the 25th says, "Congress debate begins on North American Union." And then you go into this House resolution urging President Bush to not go forward with the North American Union. Does that mean anything, really?
Yes, it does. And people need to call their congressmen and tell them to support, become co-sponsors of House Concurrent Resolution 40. It's offered by Congressman Virgil Goode, G-O-O-D-E. He's a Republican from Virginia. And House Concurrent Resolution 40 calls for the Congress to vote for no NAFTA superhighways and no North American Union.
All right, now that's just a resolution. That's not going to be a law, is it?
No, but it'll be the first start. It gets it on the agenda. It makes Congress debate the issue, and it should have some impact on the president's ability just to go to these secret meetings like he went to up in Montebello, Quebec, and meet with the 30 top multinational corporations and the North American Competitiveness Council, advising the Security and Prosperity Partnership and North America Working Group, with no C-SPAN involved, no labor unions, no public advocacy groups, no media. We got to put an end to these closed-door meetings going on under SPP and supporting Virgil Goode's, congressman from Virginia, G-O-O-D-E. His House Concurrent Resolution 40 is a good step.
Okay, let's go back to the telephones. We'll try to get to as many of our listeners as we can. This call comes from British Columbia. Hey, Catherine, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. The reason why I'm calling is because I'm studying political science right now, trying to get a handle on all what's going on. And last evening, my professor said that economically we're getting uncomfortably close to the Great Depression. And so I'm thinking if we have an economic collapse, then it would be quite easy to move us along into any area that the corporations would like us to move toward. That includes being United North America.
I've written about that. That's a whole chapter in the late, great USA, and I discuss that the dollar's got to collapse. I show that our dependence on China, these trade deals, unfair trade deals, are necessitating huge trade imbalances. And I agree, I'm deeply worried that we're headed towards a major recession, and the solution will be that we've got to go into a North American Union and adopt this new Amero currency to be our salvation. And it's all a hoax. It should not be any of it happening if we were to stop passing the, and allowing these one-way trade deals in favor of China and support the U.S. economy and the U.S. worker.
Okay, Catherine's in British Columbia. Is that going to affect them the same as
yes,
it is?
Yes, absolutely. As America goes through a major recession, so is Canada going to go through it too.
Okay, let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
But now, most of my listeners know G.D. Oliver. He's executive director of the Paragon Foundation. But what is a paragon? One listener recently called me on the air and read the definition for the word paragon out of Webster's Dictionary. This is what he said.
It says, model or pattern of superior excellence or perfections, compared to, equal to. Folks, I'll tell you one thing about Paragon Foundation that I found out. They do the work on a dime. They take the 9 cents change and invest it. If you go down to Alamogordo, New Mexico, and you'll find out they don't have a big fancy building down on White Sands Boulevard. These folks are ranchers, they're good people, they wear jeans and boots, and they got a smile on their face, and they got faith, and they're good folks, I'll tell you what. I'm a member of the Paragon Foundation, and I highly recommend them.
So what are you waiting for? Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org. And we're in the home stretch here, Jerome. In your writing, I don't remember running across anything that gave the information that you gave earlier in the show about the contracts that Spain has with Texas on this Texas Trans Corridor.
I discussed it in the late, great USA at length. There's a whole chapter on the Trans-Texas Corridor, and I reference, if you go to the website of the Texas Department of Transportation, it's called KeepTexasMoving.com. KeepTexasMoving.com. On the bars on the left, you'll see Trans-Texas Corridor. Click there. You got to click one more time, and the text that comes up in the bottom, there's a link that says Trans-Texas Corridor. Click there, and you'll be on the Trans-Texas
Corridor's website, you can actually find and read the contract, the Comprehensive Development Agreement, on that website. You begin by going to keeptexasmoving.com.
It's amazing. See, that's the first I'd heard of some of those figures that you gave. I can't imagine anybody signing a contract that guarantees all of the things that they're guaranteeing in there.
Well, it's a license to steal. They're telling these foreign investment consortia that the state of Texas is going to assure enough people are going to drive this highway so Spain gets their earnings. And if Spain doesn't get their earnings, Spain has the right in that contract to come back and pressure the state of Texas to get more people to drive their road. They can do that by not repairing Interstate 35, by letting it get more congested. They can put a quicker speed limit. You can go 80, 90 miles an hour, let's say, on the Trans-Texas Corridor. But you're going to pay, the average family is expected in Texas to be paying now between $2,000 and $5,000 a year to drive this Trans-Texas Corridor to get Spain the money they've been promised. And right now, instead of the $2,000 to $5,000 a year, the Texas population is driving freeways. It abandons freeways to promise future earnings to foreign corporations who are going to own the leasing rights for decades to come on our ability to drive from Dallas to Austin.
And it's 99-year contract, is it not?
Well, this one's going to be 50 years, but it's going to take them decades to build this thing. And when they get they'll want to extend the contract at the end of it. I mean, these contracts could go on into perpetuity. And if in that 50-year period of time, Texas wants to buy the highway back, they're going to have to pay Spain for all the earnings they promised them in that contract. Let's say the highways cost $10 billion to build and you got 50 years of earnings, you might be paying $500 billion to buy the highway back.
Now, this information is all in the late, great USA.
I discuss it. There's a whole chapter on the Trans-Texas Corridor. I show how this is a one-sided deal in favor of Spain. I reference the contracts. I give you the websites. If you also search on the Internet, Corsi, C-O-R-S-I, plus Trans-Texas Corridor, you'll find articles I've written on the Internet, largely on WorldNet Daily, where I'm a staff reporter. And if you go into those articles and click on the links, you'll get taken to the websites, too. The book puts it all together in one place, and we've left all the articles up on the Internet so people can go access them free as well.
I'm going to plug your book again. The last time you were on the air, we got phone calls afterwards saying, what was that phone number, et cetera, et cetera. Let me give it to you again. The book is The Late Great USA. We can put it in your mailbox for $28. And for credit card orders only, it's 1-800-201-7892. That's 201-7892 with a 1-800 prefix on it. And then for check, cash, or money order, it is just P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. We're just about out of time, Jerome. It's always a pleasure to have you as a guest on the show. We have still a bank of callers that we're not going to get to. Sorry about that. But let's do this again in the near future. What do you say?
Anytime you ask, I'm always honored and great pleasure to be on your show, Derry. Anytime.
We're going to ask very soon. And may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near are far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
with